The suspect wanted for the shooting that killed 18 people at a bowling alley in a bar in Lewiston, Maine, was found dead yesterday. Officials have also released more information about those who were killed, and NPR's Joe Hernandez has been reporting from Lewiston and joins us. Joe, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
Officials announced late Friday a man named Robert Card had been found dead. What do we know?
Right. Authorities made the announcement during a press conference late in the evening, and they said they found the body of 40-year-old Robert Card in Lisbon Falls near the Androscoggin River with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Besides that, they didn't release many other details, but were expecting more information today. But last night, Maine Governor Janet Mills said she was breathing a sigh of relief knowing Card was no longer a threat to the community.
I know there are some people, many people, who share that sentiment, but I also know that his death may not bring solace to many. But now is a time to heal.
President Biden also released a statement after news of Card's death, thanking first responders and calling it a tragic 2 days for Lewiston and the nation. And what it means now for the community, basically, is that they can begin to move on. They've been holding their breath for a few days, waiting for this manhunt to come to an end. The shelter-in-place orders that were in place had been lifted earlier in the evening, and a few local hunting bans that were in place due to the manhunt were lifted after news of Card's death.
Joe, what have authorities released about the victims in the shooting?
Well, they shared more details at an event earlier in the day yesterday. 18 people were killed in the shooting, all of whom have now been identified and their families have all been notified. The victims ranged in age from 14 to 76 and included a father and son and a husband and wife. Police got photos from all the families and showed them at this press conference, reading the name of each victim aloud and asking the reporters in attendance for a moment of silence. Lewiston Police Chief David St. Pierre was asked by a journalist what it's been like for investigators, and he said he knew some of the victims, and so did other officers.
And it's certainly very challenging. Try to go into a situation very objectively and, do a very thorough job knowing that you know this person that it's affected or, you know, a family member or a friend. Very difficult.
But Lewiston is Maine's second largest city, but still only has a population of about 40,000 residents.
Joe, what lies ahead in this investigation and for the community of Lewiston?
Well, we're still waiting for more information about how Card acquired his weapons. We know the Army reservist had mental health issues and was even hospitalized last year for them. And there have been questions about the state's legal authority to take his guns away because of those mental health issues. Maine's law is not as strong as some other states' laws in that respect. But I think as far as today goes, it'll be seeing how the community reacts to news of the suspect's death and having those shelter-in-place orders lifted. People will be able to gather in person for the first time since the shooting to hold events like vigils that had been only taking place online due to the active manhunt, which is now over.
NPR's Joe Hernandez in Lewiston, Maine. Thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.